going to introduce you now to a friend of mine who comes in every Monday called Auntie Una. Good morning, Auntie Una.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on today in people's lives?
Okay, so this is an interesting issue we have today.
Okay.
And I would love everybody's help. Okay, so here we go. Hey, Auntie Una. I'm after getting myself into a bit of a situation with the girl I'm seeing. I might have told a lie about something to do with my surname.
Okay.
So my name is John Dornan, and I might have told herself that I'm first cousins with the actor Jamie Dornan. I don't know why I said it. It just came out on our second time meeting up when my tongue was a little bit loose. She keeps asking loads of questions about family holidays and did we play together when we were younger and do we meet up at Christmas, and I've had to keep up with the lie. I actually like this girl a lot and I think I've blown it. If I come clean, she'll think I'm a weirdo. So how do I get away with this, John Dornan?
It's time to reach out to Jamie to go along with the goof.
Yeah. Just hit Jamie up on Twitter and ask him to do you a solid, man, and pretend to be your cousin. Now, that's not probably going to work.
No.
So, there's two other things that John can do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
John, you can say there's been a rift in the family over some farm with road frontage. Because, you know, there's an awful lot of families are always fighting about road frontage, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's very serious. So you can't talk about it, but the families don't talk anymore. And Jamie Dornan pretends not to know any of your side of the family, John.
That is a great twist.
Oh, yeah. It's good, isn't it? Love that.
Yeah.
Or my piece de resistance.
Oh, here goes Auntie Inu.
John, you could get AI, right, to generate a video from Jamie Dornan saying he'd love to meet up with you and your new missus, but that he's just too busy doing 50 Shades. 50 Shades.
Part two.
50 Shades on fire. It's 50 Shades 4 or something, you know. So that could work. That could really work.
Yeah, a quick Google though on IMDb, there's not another 50 Shades coming though.
Yeah, but how do you know? This could be, Jamie is going to be saying this, because so John and his missus would have the inside scoop.
Okay.
See? I don't know. Don't listen to me.
As always, solid. what's his name?
John Dornan.
John Dornan.
Yeah.
What should John Dornan do because he's lied to a girl who he likes? The initial lie was obviously maybe a nervous thing, and Dornan isn't, you know, the most common name.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not.
Yeah, I'm related to
first cousin.
First cousin Jamie Dornan. Oh my God.
No offense, John. It was a real stupid thing to do. Like, I'm not calling you out now or anything, but. It was silly. Silly Billy.
You're giving John the benefit of being clever.
What?
He's not the, you know, we're not the most clever human beings in the world, doing it, man. Do you know? We say stupid things and do silly things, so.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, this isn't about you. This is about John, and we need to help John.
087-110-2107. What should John do? 087-110-2107. Auntie Una, what is the story with this lad?
So, a man named John Dornan is looking for our help today. So, John Dornan has just started going out with this girl, and he told this girl a little white lie. It's kind of a bit bigger than a white lie, I suppose. He said he was first cousins with Jamie Dornan, the actor from 50 Shades of Grey. And now this girl is mad to meet him, and she's asking loads of questions about family holidays and Christmas, and he's been keeping up with the lie and he doesn't know what to do.
Okay, what should he do? 087-110-2107?
John, say you've signed an NDA promising never to speak about Jamie or that side of the family. Lol, Jen and Dundalk.
Right.
Good advice.
It is not bad at all.
Morning, Cooper and Annette. I was just listening to John's dilemma there, but I really think that he should just come clean to her, because I think the longer he leaves it, it is only going to get worse. Also, I think that I'd be sort of concerned for John's side of it, that she seems to be so interested in Jamie Dornan, you know, and then is she really liking John for John, or is she liking John now because he's related to...
Oh, that's a very,
that's a very
valid,
good point,
very
yeah.
Valid point, yeah. Do you love John for Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Good morning, guys. Noreen listening over here in Clonmacnoise.
Hey.
Well, my advice would be for that Aegis is just look, tell the truth.
Oh.
Just tell the truth. Tell her yes. Told her a little white lie when you're trying to impress her. I remember my first date with my husband, and he told me he'd teach me how to jive. And nearly 14 years later, I'm still waiting for these jiving lessons. It never happened. He told me a white lie. Look, it wasn't the end of the world. I ended up marrying him.
Good on you. Tell the truth. What about this advice from me personally? Are you ready? Deny even said it.
Oh, yeah. So, gaslighter.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it was just like...
Yeah, that's it. Go on.
No, it's just kind of like, ask me about my cousin Jamie.
How's your cousin Jamie?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. That's called gaslighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
087-1-1-0-7. Good morning. It's Cooper and Auntie Una over there. Mm-hmm. John has a bit of a dilemma, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mr. Dornan, John Dornan, has told this girl he started seeing that he's actually first cousins with the actor Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey. And now this girl is mad to meet Jamie, and he's finding it difficult to keep up with the lie. And she's asking about, like, you know, summer holidays with the family and meeting up at Christmas time. So poor old John Dornan doesn't know what to do.
What are you going to do, John?
Yeah, listen, you may as well tell him to fess up and hope for the best. Say he was nervous and trying to impress her. You never know, she might see the funny side of it, but I doubt it. So yeah, good luck with that, but fess up.
Okay, she might see the... Alright, let me try this. So let's role play here. I'm John, you're the lucky lady. So you know the whole Jamie being my cousin thing? I was really nervous, and I just blurted it out. So we go to the cinema.
Wow.
What?
There's something seriously wrong with you. You right, kept up that lie for ages.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks.
All right.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Dornan just needs to come clean and be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might do okay with her.
No.
Owns that he was nervous and all that stuff anyway. So, yeah. Good luck, Mr. Dornan.
Yeah, it could be just nerves. Do you reckon he'd get away if you just said I was nervous? I didn't know what else to say. And people always ask me my relation to him and stuff. And I just went, well, I don't know what to say. I'm going to explode.
Doubt it.
John just needs to say that he's a method actor.
So John needs to say he's a method actor.
Practicing for a role and he couldn't break character.
Very good.
Very good. We get one more on this.
Hi, guys. John can either fess up and get it over with. Hopefully he's not too far into the relationship. Otherwise, he can just double down and say that he's just discovered that his dad is not actually his biological dad. And actually, he's not related to Jamie Dornan after all.
That's a brilliant
Thank solution. You. All right, okay. If you've ever wanted to ask Auntie Una anything, you can send in a WhatsApp to 087-1102-107 or just doorstep Una when you see her parked crooked outside Supervalu.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.